It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi, this is Larry London, and a happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you. Whatever it is you're celebrating today, we want to celebrate with you here on Border Crossings. As the year's coming to an end, a lot of people are feeling joyous at this time of the year. And then there are those that are feeling a little bit down because they're away from their loved ones. For example, the U.S. military, who are stationed around the world fighting in the name of freedom, but away from home, away from family and loved ones. On today's show, we'd like to honor all of the military who are away from their home and away from their families with our Border Crossings Very Merry Christmas Holiday Special. Today, on our program this hour, we welcome one of the most famous instrumentalists in music, a great singer, songwriter. He's been at the piano for more than two decades, and he's got many, many, many number one hits and awards to his name. Jim Brickman will be joining us, along with another superstar, Grammy-nominated John Ondrasik, who with his band Five for Fighting came out with a huge hit called Superman, It's Not Easy. John and Jim have worked together on a brand new song, Christmas, Where Are You?, which is dedicated to the troops. They're here to talk about it and all of the exciting things that are going on in their lives right now and in the year ahead. So get ready for a very merry Border Crossings Holiday Special.
Thank you.
On the phone with me right now, we've got Jim Brickman and John Ondrasik. And these two guys together have amassed millions and millions of hits sold all around the world. It is a pleasure to have them here on The Voice of America. Welcome, Jim and John.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Larry.
It's great to have you guys. Now, first of all, congratulations on the new collaboration, Christmas Where You Are, which, Jim, I guess you wrote this song, right?
No, we wrote it together. John and I wrote the concept. John wrote all the lyrics, and it was a collaboration, one of the first songs we actually finished together.
Now, what was it that, I mean, how did you two come together to work on a project? Because John has been touring and supporting, you know, Five for Fighting, and you've been doing your own touring as well. So how did you two put this collaboration thing together?
Well, you know, one of the things about, I think, both of us is that, you know, we love writing songs. And, you know, there's always a big distinction between people who are artists who write their own songs and artists who sing, you know, other people's songs. But we, I think at the core, we're both really songwriters at heart. And so one of the greatest things to be able to do is to collaborate, because as the career, you know, continues, you want to say certain things, you want to reflect what's going on in the world, you want to tell stories, and the best way to do that is to continue to work with people you admire, and I've always been a huge fan of John's, and so we got together to write, and this was the result.
And you've incorporated messages from different members of the military as well in this song, which is wonderful. I mean, what a great thing to do, especially this time of the year. Any time of the year is wonderful, but in this holiday season and in this holiday song that you've put together, that's just a very warm, heartfelt message.
Well, thank you. I think that was kind of the purpose of the collaboration. You know, when me and Jim were talking about writing a Christmas song, you know, Jim's had a lot of Christmas songs. He's very successful in that space, and everybody's kind of covered every Christmas song, and we were talking about some of our passions, and we both share the passions for our troops, and we've done USO tours, and we were talking about especially how this time of year, how hard it is on our troops and their families, and we thought, why don't we write a Christmas song for our troops that basically gives them a thank you, gives them a hug, but also recognizes that, sure, it's always hard to be separated from your families, but especially during the holiday season, and that's why Christmas Where You Are is basically a message saying, hey, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, we're thinking of you, we love you, it's Christmas where you are, and certainly our troops as songwriters provide us the freedom to say and do what we want and provide the protection for my kids and grandchildren, and we can never do enough for our troops, so hopefully they get this message and take it to heart, because we certainly love them and respect all they do.
And you're donating a portion of the sales proceeds from the song to the Gary Sinise Foundation. What exactly is the Gary Sinise Foundation?
Well, of course, Gary Sinise is Lieutenant Dan. And in my mind, Gary Sinise is this generation's Bob Hope. I've been working with Gary for over a decade with the Medal of Honor Society and USO tours. And Gary does so many wonderful things for our troops, and he formed a foundation 4 or 5 years ago, and their main effort is to build housing for severely injured warriors, and these are double, triple amputees that have been severely injured in war, and he builds homes for them, and the homes are tailor-made for them. They have tables, you know, that may be 2 feet high. They have elevators. They allow them to live in a more comfortable lifestyle. So certainly it was an honor for us to share a part of these proceeds with Gary and his ambitious efforts for our wounded soldiers.
And so, John, you and Five for Fighting, you're doing a special holiday show which is airing on television here in the United States, Christmas Under the Stars. Is that right?
Yeah, my special guest star, Jim Brickman.
Hey! Hey!
Yeah, that'll be actually coming to, you know, December 10th and airing through the holiday season. And we had a great time, and it was the first time we actually together played you know, Christmas Where You Are live, and it was really rewarding to see some of the audience members and some of the crew who are either veterans or have military families for the first time hear that song and to see their reaction, and I think they appreciated it. So it was a great time. I have my great string quartet with me, but, you know, playing with Jim, Christmas Where You Are, was certainly the highlight of that show.
stockings full and waiting from sea to shining sea. Jingle bells are ringing in keys of liberty. Children celebrating Santa and his sleigh. Of reindeer who found their way again across the home, home of the brave. 'Tis the 25th day of December, in a season best to remember. The blessings and bows and mistletoes are not without tolls, guardian souls. A soldier has a soldier's duty that takes no holiday. So because you're far from home this winter, there's one thing I'd like to say.
Border Crossings on VOA 1.
it came upon a man, not clear that glorious song of old from angels bending near the earth to touch their hearts ago. Peace on earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Still through the glowing skies they come with peaceful wings unfurled, and still the heavenly music floods o'er all the weary world. Above its sad and lonely plains, they bend on hovering wing, and ever all its Bible sounds the blessed angels sing.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Now, people write in, and I want to ask you, John, you're not Canadian, right?
So, no, the hockey fans may think so with Fire for Fighting. I have a lot of folks out there that think I'm a Canadian. And you know what? I'll take an honorary Canadian citizenship as the California biggest hockey fan.
So,
I was born and raised in L.A.
And the passion for hockey, I guess? You must have been a big hockey fan growing up.
Oh, yeah, big sports fan, big Laker fan, big King fan. And, you know, we kind of had the glory days a few years ago to win our first Stanley Cup in 2012. So it's been a great run here. And, you know, Five for Fighting has had the pleasure of playing many hockey events over the years. But Canada or America, it's all good.
Now, Jim, for you, the song Christmas Where You Are, that is on your latest Christmas album, A Joyful Christmas. How many Christmas albums have you made over the years?
Many, many, many.
Thanks for the number.
Reason, there's like, I really don't. I think like eight or something like that. There's never a shortage. Every time I think about doing one, I think, well, gosh, are there any songs I haven't done? And then, you know, when you write new songs or you do versions of hymns or create new arrangements of classic songs,
There's no shortage of great inspirational and happy Christmas songs time of year. And, you know, I'm on tour all through the holiday season, and so this is our 21st year of the holiday tour. And so to me, you know, I there's just no amount of Christmas that I don't enjoy playing. So.
And you've got 21 number one albums in your catalog there. I mean, this must never get old for you. You're always reinventing yourself.
Well, you know, honestly, it's a little bit like what I was saying before about writing with John. You know, when you look for ways to keep growing and keep learning, and you get inspired by other songwriters that you admire, it stays relevant. You stay fresh, and it doesn't get old. It prevents a lot of creative block because, you know, your collaboration is one of my favorite things about what I do.
Gotta get my winter jacket. Gotta let sleigh bells ring. Spread some cheer, we're going caroling. We're gonna meet on the corner. Ring the doors, ding dong, ding dong. We're gonna get the neighbors singing along. We're going caroling. And if you hear us come a calling, won't you open up your door? We won't stay long. Just one or two songs, and then go out for more. And if you find you can't
stop smiling,
and you got your evening free,
then get yourself warm and come along.
We're going caroling. Yes, we're going caroling.
Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
I hear the church bells ring in the air, children singing down in the square. We're gonna be late, but I don't really care, 'cause the only thing that matters is you, smiling you, perfect you.
Merry Christmas, beautiful. The lights are on the tree. Merry Christmas, beautiful. All I want this year is you right here with me. Merry Christmas, beautiful.
La 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 la.
Merry Christmas.
La 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 la.
It's gonna be
such a wonderful time of the year, sipping eggnog, feeling good cheer. But the best part is having you here, 'cause the only thing that matters is you, smiling you, perfect you.
Merry Christmas, beautiful. The lights are on the tree. Merry Christmas, beautiful. All I want this year is you right here with me. Merry Christmas, beautiful. Like I'm dreaming, it's
with you. Together, you'll never be cold. If you shiver or hold your clothes, 'cause whether the sunshine or whether the snow, I can weather any weather with you. Smiling you, perfect you.
And I was reading on your website where, while you're on tour, you're giving your fans a chance to win a chance to, I guess, co-host your show, your concert. How does that work?
Yeah, well, actually, it's to co-host my radio
show. Oh, your radio show. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want your fans to get the wrong idea and they're going to get on stage and start singing with you.
No, a lot of them want to. We were thinking of doing a karaoke Christmas sometime, like Jim Brickman karaoke Christmas. I'm not sure anybody would buy a ticket to that. But anyway, we are like John said, when it comes to the men and women of the armed forces, we have been giving free tickets to all veterans and military families to come to the shows. And it's been such an honor to have them there. And their stories and their passions when they share kind of their challenges with being so far away from home. It's so great to have them there. It makes for such a joyful time, and we're so thankful that they're coming out to represent the military.
Are you guys doing a military tour? Are you playing for the military at any point in time?
Well, we hope to have some events, not only this year, but, you know, going forward. The nice thing about Christmas songs is they come around every year. And there were some events that we weren't able to do this year because Jim was touring and I was touring. But hopefully, I know we already have some scheduled for next year. So hopefully, as the decades progress, you know, not only me and Jim will be singing this song, but other folks will take it to heart and cover it as well. And as I said, I think it's a simple thank you to our troops and the veterans and their families, and certainly that can come around every single year.
And both of Jim and John that I'm talking to right now on the phone, they're both Grammy-nominated songwriter performers, and both have been at the top of the charts, top of their game for many years. It's a pleasure to have you guys on the show. Now, John, explain to me what this ABC cop musical drama is, Harmony. Are you
well,
a cop?
Reason,
where do you fit in?
That's one reason I couldn't go out and do some shows with Jim. This is actually a show called Harmony, which is a musical serial drama. You know, people have tried to take music and make musicals for television for years, and it's never really worked. And this is not cop rock. This is a project with my buddy Stephen Schwartz, who is the famed Wicked Godspell Pippin writer on Broadway, and it's a fun gig. You know, me and Steven are writing songs for the pilot now, and we'll see where it goes. But, you know, as Jim said, you know, you're always looking for ways to grow and expand and do things differently as your career moves along, and to, you know, get into television and do shows like this is a lot of fun.
It's exciting times for you guys, you know, the holidays are a wonderful time, but certainly for you two to collaborate together and bring your experience and your knowledge and backgrounds together, because, you know, Jim is the best-selling solo pianist of our time. And
amazing.
It's absolutely amazing. And of course, you, John, with Five for Fighting, they're top of the charts, and all the great songs that you put out over the years. Love all your music. 100 Years, World, The Riddle, all the big hits, and of course, Superman. Now, can you guys tell me your favorite Christmas memory? I mean, since this is the holidays and we're talking about a holiday album and holiday music right now, what's your favorite Christmas memory growing up?
Well, for me, you know, I grew up in Cleveland, and so it was always snowing at Christmas time, and it was always cold and snowing. So it looked like, at least you thought Christmas should look. And I always wanted to make up some sort of a substitute story for my growing up at Christmas, like
we all sat around the piano and sang Christmas carols. Of course, I'm a songwriter, but my family has no talent whatsoever. So there's no singing around the. You ever imagine that that was like my life? But only as a fairy tale. We used to go sledding. My dad had this tradition every Christmas morning that he would take me and my brother to the ski slopes, and we would go sledding and spend most of Christmas morning on the slopes. And so, I mean, if you can call them slopes in Cleveland, it's more like hills. But it's what I can see it, I can taste it, I can feel it. Like most Christmas memories, it's extremely fresh in my mind.
Yeah, for me, it's a little more recent. My son was born on Christmas Eve. And every year, my wife has the tradition of wrapping up my son like a little present and putting him under the tree. And this year, he will be 18. And to his credit, he will still allow his mother to wrap him and put him under the tree and take a picture. So that is a good boy, and we're looking forward to his birthday.
Hey, what do you guys got planned for 2018? What's the year ahead holding for you as we wrap things up here in 2017? For John and Five for Fighting and for Jim, what do you guys got on your agendas?
Well, I'm continuing to tour in the spring, as I think John is as well, and I'm attempting, with John's blessing and encouragement, to do a Jim Brickman Sings Jim Brickman Songs album, Brickman on Brickman, because John said that I could carry it off, which is really intimidating because he's such a great singer. But I sing so much in the shows, live shows, and I think a lot of people don't realize that, you know, I sing as much as I do. And so I'm working on my first vocal collaboration with myself.
Oh, that'll be great. That'll be great.
Hey, this is Jim Brickman, and we want to send a very special Christmas message to all of the men and women of the armed forces who are serving all over the world, and send our best wishes and thank you for the gifts that you give us this holiday season.
A photograph, a blanket, some mistletoe, confetti snow, an angel to put on a tree. Santa Claus in crayon to make you smile today while you're so far away. So I'm sending you a little Christmas wrapped up with love. A little peace, a little light to remind you of how I'm waiting for you, praying for you. I wanted you to see. So I'm sending you a little Christmas. Gingerbread, a candy cane, sake I made with your name. I filled it with your favorite things. A way to say I love you, like kisses through the air, hoping you'll feel that I'm there. Sending you a little Christmas wrapped up with love. A little peace, a little light to remind you of how I'm waiting for you, praying for you. I wanted you to see. I'm sending you a little Christmas. These are I'm sending you a little Christmas wrapped up with love. A little peace, a little light to remind you of how I'm waiting for you. Little Christmas, till you come home, till you come home.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
And John?
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, for me, basically, we'll be working on a TV show, and then in January, I'm going out with Quartet and doing some Quartet shows, so we'll be out on the road and throughout the year, off and on, with symphony shows and Quartet shows and writing songs and watching the Kings win the Stanley Cup again. Hey, this is John Ondrasik from Five for Fighting, wishing everyone a very Merry Christmas, especially to our troops and their families. It is Christmas where you are. We thank you. We love you.
you only got 100 years to live.
For the benefit of our audience around the world, any chance of an international tour? Will you be bringing this music internationally?
We hope so, yeah. I mean, I think we've talked about doing that and maybe going out with the USO and doing some more tours. So, you know, hopefully we'll be seeing everybody everywhere around the world. And to everybody who's listening, Merry Christmas, especially our troops and their families. We love you and we thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through, but I still have one wish to make, a special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true. But I can dream it in my dreams. I'm Christmasing with you. Holidays are joyful. There's always something new. But Happy New Year to you.
I just wanted to thank Jim Brickman and John Androsik for joining us on today's special, a very merry holiday special here on Border Crossings. Christmas, Where Are You? Is the name of the new single Jim and John collaborated with and put together for you for the holidays. It sounds beautiful. I love it. It's dedicated to the troops, and today's show is dedicated to military personnel all around the world, from whatever country they're from, fighting for one common cause in the name of peace and freedom. My name is Larry London, and I hope you had a very special day today and many more days like this to come in the future, where every day is another gift. And I look forward to joining you again on Border Crossings tomorrow with more requests and dedications. Thanks to Vince Bonner, our producer-director for today, and thank you for tuning in. Happy holidays. I'm Larry London. Border Crossings is heard on the VOA1 Music Network.